Oh, we have turnips, mustard, spinach, cabbage, rape, kale, broccoli.
Back up that what before kale.
Rape.
I don't know what that is.
And that rape looks somewhat like, do you know how this broadleaf mustard looks?
I think I know.
It's kind of akin to that.
It is. Mm-hmm. Are collards different from all these?
All those are greens. They're a different type of green. See, the cabbage and the collard look what, now they have a resemblance in leaf in that the cabbage comes to a head. And the collard is a big broad leaf.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. There's something else, too, that you eat. Poke?
A lot of people eat poke salad, but I've never eaten any. Mm-hmm. It grows wild.
You have to be careful when you pick that to get...
Now, you would have to be, I'm sure.
Are the berries on it?
Poke salad, yeah. It makes berries. And some people use the berry for wine, making wine.
The berries aren't poison, then. You can use those.
Yeah,
you
use that.
Oh, all right. Home, is there a term used for homegrown vegetables? Some general term that you might
use? The garden.
Mm-hmm, that you would you refer to them as your...
Home garden.
Now, what about truck? Sass?
Well, now, it's truck patch is different. The garden is a small plot of vegetables. Now, when you say truck, they may be growing one vegetable, growing it in a large quantity.
I see.
Or they may be growing a large field of several vegetables.
When you say truck, that really means you're going to sell it.
You're
going to
sell
it.
That's for the market. Commercial.
See? Corn that is coarsely ground up is...
Chopped.
All right. And when you're talking about eating it, you sometimes use kernels of corn and you use something made out of ashes.
That's hominy.
All right. Now, that's the whole kernel.
Whole kernel.
Now, if those are ground up,
then you use it in grits.
All right, would you ever call those hominy grits or just grits?
They call it hominy grits.
Would you say?
I'll just say grits.
All right. There is a white starchy food that we eat with our meals instead of potatoes sometimes, and it comes in little kernels. You can sometimes serve things over it. Served some sort of main dish on a bed of...
Okay, just say something. Look like corn.
No, it's a starchy vegetable or a starchy food like potatoes. You serve them sometimes instead of potatoes. Sometimes we have chicken and...
Rice. Oh, that's another cereal. That's the uncooked cereal.
Oh, I call that a cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, I better be careful.
Uh-huh. Grits and rice are the uncooked cereals.
Oh, I see. Do you know any terms in this area for cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey.
That's a good one for you, huh?
Right. I don't even know the term for whiskey.
What about beer that's made at home?
Beer, but I don't know what beer is made at home here.
Okay, did you ever hear it called homebrew?
Oh, yes. I've heard people call it, but I don't
know. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. If you want to say that something is not artificial, you'd say that is the...
Genuine.
Right. On your table, you may have two shakers. And those shakers
one
contain...
One is the salt and one is the pepper.
Did you ever hear the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
It seems to me they have something with reference to these calories or sweeteners.
They don't refer, in your mind, to molasses and syrup?
No, I didn't.
All right. You may put jam on a biscuit or you might put
jelly. Now, see, I've heard it in that term, but not long and short term sweeteners.
I see. If you have a bowl of apples on the table and you wanted one, you might say, hey,
give me that apple, please.
Are you talking about those?